Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Goes way back with us. We knew Anthony way back when. He's a fine young man who now writes for MLB.com. And he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, hey, boys. How you doing?
Good. We're doing well. Thanks, buddy. How about you?
I'm good. This is fortuitous timing here because just last night I'm out to dinner, and the TV in the place says, Bally Sports Ohio is on, and the great Jeff Phelps is being interviewed by Bruce Drennan, and I can't hear it. I can only see it, so I'm very much honed in on your background in your office.
Yeah?
And you've got a hand. It looks like a hand on the shelf.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So I want to know what's the story with the hand.
I think one of my kids made it in school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was living. Like, I didn't know if it was like an Addams Family kind of thing where it gets your mail for you or
it's
gets
thing.
You a cigar. You know.
It's thing, yeah. Come here, thing.
Yeah, I turned it that way, Anthony, because behind me otherwise, like my wife's knitting needles and yarn and stuff like that.
Well, this is a popular pastime of mine is analyzing people, especially in the pandemic, people's, Skype and Zoom backgrounds.
Well, that was it. In fact, I'm looking at that. I didn't even know that was sitting there. But there it is.
There it is. All right.
Very good. Hey, we had some knocking going on. It seems to me that that's the Indians' opportunity here in the next 30 games leading up to the All-Star break. They play nine different opponents. Six currently have a losing record, and three of them are in last place. 21 of their 30 games, if my calculations are correct, against teams that currently have a losing record. We're going to learn something here, are we not?
We are. And the flip side to that, it is a light schedule, no doubt about it. The flip side is they play, 30 games? I think it's 30 games in 31 days. I think they have one off day between now and the All-Star break, so that's a test in a different way. They've been able to hang tough this year. I think tougher than a lot of people expected. The schedule is right there for them to kind of be in the mix there midseason, which is great.
Anthony, why is Aaron Civale the best non-All-Star for the Indians? I know you wrote that. Why is he?
Well, he was already, last couple of years kind of finding his footing at the major league level. And, he had a very quick adaptation to the big league level. And then some adjustments along the way, last season wasn't great for him, but it was not great for a lot of guys in the shortened season, but you see real growth, along the way. And he made some changes, just kind of maintain his command, I think, deeper into starts this year. And so you've had the personal development, which is great, but also what he's just meant to, a depleted rotation, you trade away some guys and of course Zach Plesac being out currently. So, Savali's been essential for them. He doesn't get the publicity of a Shane Bieber, of course, on a national scale. I don't think his name is too well known, but just, a lot of poise, can go deep into games for you, and he's just so consistent. So that's been vital for them to be where they are.
Anthony, it's interesting to me because, here you have a guy like Savali who's not lighting up the radar gun. If he hits 92, he's doing it's like, hey, look at there. And yet he knows how to get guys out. When do organizations start really paying attention to he knows how to get guys out rather than what he can do analytically? Because it clearly seems to me there is a point where they just decide he can get guys out.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the industry has gotten more and more obsessed with velocity and and not even just the industry, the sport itself, right? Right down to the lowest levels.
I mean,
into the amateur levels, it's a little frightening how much that has become, the first thing people look at, because it can get dangerous. And we see arms blowing out younger and younger, and it's just a dangerous thing. So you're right. The ability to have that poise, like I mentioned, and as you mentioned, the ability to move it, to spin it, hopefully without the help of spider tech, to command it. That's so vital, and we see many examples. I mean, Wade Miley, who no-hit the Indians earlier this year, was a great example that night of just the ability to command the strike zone with less than overpowering stuff.
You brought up spider tech, so I'm going to go down that road with you here. How bad is this right now, and how can they fix it? Because it sounds like everybody's doing it.
Yeah, it's bad. It's natural evolution, unfortunately. As you guys know, there's been stuff rubbed on balls forever. Pine tar and sunscreen and rosin was the big thing for several years there. But like anything else, the more people get involved or just the more time goes on, I think actually the biggest change is just in the last 5-6 years with StatCast. And we have been able to better measure the effects of spin rate. And once you do that, you open the door to just more people being interested in that. Trevor Bauer was saying here in Cleveland several years ago that, the way to increase your spin rate is with foreign substances. So they've gotten really good at it. they've found some good materials. Spider Tech, famously, if you Google it, there's an image they use to promote their product of a guy holding a cinder block with his hand. just hanging from his hand. It's a pretty exceptional product, apparently. So, and when employed properly, when mixed properly, it can certainly have major impact on how the ball spins. I think we're seeing pitch movement that didn't technically exist previous to the last couple of years. So, and that's kind of like PEDs, in that the advancements are made, the evolution is made, and then you kind of have to police it after the fact. It's hard to be ahead of science when it comes to PEDs or something like this. And so now is the effort to kind of take things down a notch and make those adjustments. And this is something I think they were initially trying to collect data this year for future changes, but it has gotten so out of hand in terms of how it's impacting performance offensively that, they want to rein it in now. So how do you do that? How do you put stuff back in Pandora's box? That's a difficult one. It can be like random checks and get the umpires involved with that. But I think I think the best method is to, make it clearer in the second half of the season. Like, these are the rules we're going to be abiding by and be ready. I think that's the best rationale, but could be even sooner than that.
Anthony, you think that needs to happen? Do they really need to rein it in, or are they okay with the way this is going?
No, I think they need to rein it in. I think it's gone too far. You can see the numbers, the spin rate numbers for – I'd be surprised if it's not 99% of pitchers using something right now. And,
wow.
The offensive numbers are just – now, granted, the offensive numbers compared to, the game we grew up in, it's evolving anyway, regardless of foreign substances. The strikeout rate keeps increasing. That's not totally related to foreign substances, but it is part of it. And – it's affecting the product. When the league batting average is .235, when the league strikeout rate is around 25%, a quarter of plate appearances, that's not an entertaining product. So, you can compare it to steroids. You really can, because it greatly impacts the outcomes of, what happens on the field. It impacts careers positively and negatively. Trevor Bauer is getting a tremendous amount of money from the Dodgers because of foreign substances. Garrett Cole with the Yankees, same thing. And then think of all the guys whose offensive numbers have taken a tumble because of, the way this has accelerated in recent years. So, the argument always was for foreign substances that even position players were okay with it because the ball is so slick and, these things help the pitchers get a better grip. It prevents people from getting hit in the head. But guys are getting hit in the head like crazy. They're hit by pitch rate has never been as high as it is right now. So, because you have these, you have everybody throwing in the high 90s and the ball's moving all over the place. So hit by pitch rate is kind of out of control too. So I don't know. It's we got to kind of rein it in a little bit. And it would be nice if you can, you know, eventually get to some sort of maybe the, have some, you know, standard league wide substance that pitchers are allowed to use. You'd have some issues there with just policing the volume of it. You know, how much can be used, but maybe that's the best solution here. The other one would be a ball that's just tackier by nature and not as slick. And that's something they've tested out a little bit in spring training in recent years, but they haven't quite gotten there with that. I guess there were some issues with the seams on those balls, but no, that could be where it heads is just some kind of universal, you know, substance or ball that just functions better.
Anthony, fill in the blank. The Indians will make the playoffs if blank happens.
Well, they need help offensively. That's a given. They don't get on base. In fact, I think them in Seattle, who's here this weekend, they have the two lowest on base percentages in baseball. So there'll be fuller stands this weekend, but maybe empty bases. But
nice.
That's number one. So I think they need help to get there. And I've said this before, like, if any team has the flexibility to go out and get help, it's this team. They have the farm system depth. They have one of the lowest payrolls in the sport. They should be able to do that if they're in contention. And, you know, I would implore them to do that if they're in contention, because you can't take that lightly no matter what the overall state of your organization. You're kind of in transition, whatever. I mean, you have an opportunity, you seize it, and they would be well-positioned to do that. What that means, I don't know. Who that would mean, I don't know. Mitch Haniger's in town this weekend. He'd look pretty good in the Tribe lineup, but there's a lot of different ways you can go about it. But that's number one, because, you know, offensively there might be some small sources of upside on this roster, but particularly, with Franmil out right now, it's just it's a struggle to generate runs on a consistent basis.
They brought up Owen Miller. He was mm-hmm. playing very well at AAA. They brought up Bobby Bradley after he had about three good games in AAA this year, but a great track record in minor league baseball. Mm-hmm. Are these guys legit prospects at this point, or are they, hey, here's your look, you're in your mid-20s, see what you can do?
Yeah, I Owen Miller, I mean, they're obsessed with Owen Miller just from the standpoint of what we were talking about a minute ago with the what you see league-wide and strikeout rate and that sort of thing. I mean, he's a throwback. He can put the ball in play and spray it all over the field, and that's what you need, you know. So I know he's off to a pretty brutal start, and that happens. But, you know, that's a guy who I think could be a regular in the lineup before long. Bobby Bradley, 25-year-old prospect. He's gotten looks up here in the past. He gets another one now, and I don't know. I don't know, because he's kind of a different guy than he'd been in years past, just in terms of his body, his approach. So I'm curious to see, you know, what that looks like over a prolonged period of time at the big league level. And here's his, you know, maybe his first real chance at that. So, these are the sources of upside that I was talking about. There's not a lot of them in this lineup, to be honest, like real genuine upside. These guys have that. Whether they're long-term pieces on an everyday basis, I have no idea. But this is what this season is about, is finding out. You know, this is what they have to do this year.
Anthony, always a pleasure, buddy. We appreciate
Thanks,
you being with us.
Always, always. Well, give a, shake the hand there behind you. Shake it for me.
I'm looking at it right now.
See that TV? Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thing.
You got it. Thanks, bud.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.